Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is Think Like an Entrepreneur. Whether you've thought about it or not, if you market your services to the marketplace for a fee, you're an entrepreneur. Some of us market our services to our employers, and some of us market our services directly to consumers. Regardless of who buys our personal services, we are the owners of our own businesses, and we market our services for a fee. One of the few times when most employees actually view themselves as entrepreneurs is when marketing themselves to prospective employers. They put together an impressive resume. They go out and market their services. They put on their best behavior during the interview process as they describe their services with confidence. Then, once they get the job, they're back to thinking like an employee. What a shame. So, who's in charge of your income and career? If you feel like your employer is in charge of your career, then you will find yourself continuing to be a victim of circumstances outside your control. However, if you view yourself as someone in control of your career, you will feel like you're also in control of your life. So goes one's career, so goes one's life. In today's lesson, I want to talk to you about how an entrepreneur thinks. Then I'll outline some steps you can take to start that type of thinking. Who are true entrepreneurs? Entrepreneurs view themselves as people who control their destinies. It's part of their mindset. When you begin to believe that you're in control of the number one thing you do in your life, you'll begin to feel the power of being in control of everything you do. Entrepreneurs know what needs to be done, and they do it. They don't need anyone telling them what to do next. One of the reasons that most people fail in being traditional entrepreneurs is because they have been programmed to take instructions from others. It began as children by our parents and teachers, then continued as an employee. Entrepreneurs are accountable to themselves for their actions and decisions. They know that their success comes from doing what needs to be done to satisfy their clients or customers. While there may be many things they prefer not doing, they hold themselves accountable and they do what needs to be done to meet the needs of their customers. Entrepreneurs know that their value to the market is based upon their personal brand and the quality and type of services they provide. Therefore, they're always looking at the refinements they can make to be people of greater value and ways they can enhance their personal brand. Entrepreneurs are always looking at what they can do to bring more value to their customers. They know in the business world, income follows value. They know that before they can expect to increase their profits, they must first increase the value of their services. And lastly, entrepreneurs nurture their relationships with their customers. They know that in addition to the services they provide, people do business with people they like and trust. So, how can you develop the entrepreneurial mindset? First, awareness is where all change begins. Since we're all entrepreneurs, start thinking of yourself as a business owner and your services are what you sell. What can you do to increase the value of these services? Second, if you're marketing your services to an employer, start treating your employer like your most important customer. Build your relationship. Do more than you're expected to do with a grateful attitude. Do the little things that makes your employer want to do business with you. Third, perform your responsibilities with excellence and never require anyone to remind you of your responsibilities or hold you accountable. Take pride in always doing what is expected of you. Fourth, if you work for an employer who does not place the same value on your services as you do, perhaps it's time to look in the mirror and make an honest assessment of your services. If you feel they're not appreciated, then perhaps it's time to find a different employer. And lastly, number five, always project a positive business image from the way you dress to the way you conduct yourself. Remember, you're an entrepreneur and your brand is what people will buy. What can you do to increase the perceived value of your brand? And remember, you have everything to gain by starting to think like an entrepreneur and nothing to lose. Let me encourage you to start today.